Good afternoon, Rolien Marx.
Hi, let's get into it.
Go for it. Let's talk about news.
Let's talk about the Yesh Atid have said that they are going to be launching their campaign with the idea of taking out Netanyahu. Now, it remains to be seen if they could, A, repeat the performance of their first elections when they took themselves and all of us by surprise by winning 19 seats. They couldn't repeat that in the next elections, but they have said, and they repeated the thoughts of many, that the alternative, meaning Netanyahu, is too dangerous. Now, there's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of, well, we could say that the wagons are circling for Netanyahu. We saw it very, very evident on Sunday night when he took a last-ditch attempt to try and take a shot at Mandelblit very, very unsuccessfully. He came across as desperate. But it's left his electorate feeling maybe he's not the man that we can take seriously. And Yesh Atid's leader, Yair Lapid, today in his election bid said that they are playing to win. Now it's time to be taken seriously. And now it's time not just to win the election, but to actually oust Netanyahu for once and for all.
Raleen, what are the opinion polls saying about that?
Well, Netanyahu seriously hurt his chances on Sunday night. While he is still in the lead, the Likud juggernaut is quite the one to beat.
Yeah.
And today, Yoav Gallant has crossed from the party Kulanu into the Likud, bolstering that party. But, the polls do have Netanyahu in the lead. But there is concern amongst Israelis, you know, we need to start thinking of succession.
Yeah, he's been in place for quite a while, hasn't he? Raleen, talk to us about the Shin Bet director warning of foreign interference in the Israeli elections.
Well, today, Shin Bet director Nadav Argaman has warned that a foreign country is trying to meddle in the outcome of the April 9th elections. And no sooner had he said this than the Russians came out and denied that they had any plans of interfering, or they weren't interfering in any kind of elections, which in many opinions makes the Russians as guilty as they possibly can be. But he has said that with cyber and cyber terrorism and cyber crime being the way that it is, and also with all the brouhaha surrounding the American elections, there is suspicion that the Russians are trying to interfere in Israeli elections. And, this is also interesting. They would push Netanyahu seriously forward because relations between Netanyahu and Putin are quite favorable.
Raleen, Switzerland investigates Palestinian textbooks for incitement. Tell us about that.
Well, this is the first time we see Switzerland actually taking a stand. You know, Switzerland are famously neutral, not just in world wars, but in most things political. And the Swiss government announced that they will review reports that the Palestinian curriculum promotes what they see as violent anti-Semitism and other themes that undermine the two-state solution. And this is quite pleasantly surprising because we haven't heard from Switzerland. We've heard from Scandinavian countries showing concern that buildings, sports arenas, roads, etc. were named after terrorists. But the concern from Switzerland is that whatever is happening in the Palestinian curriculum, and if we go back to the Oslo Accords, and I hear many of the listeners rolling their eyes, the education for peace, which was one of the criteria, is hasn't happened.
Yes.
And the concern with the Swiss is that if we want to have any kind of meaningful two-state solution, then we have to look at the curriculum. And Israel's been saying for years, and organizations like Palestinian Media Watch have been saying for years, that
has to start with the kids.
We cannot have education for hate. It starts then. We've seen this with the wave of terror that has been taken place over the last several years, where the perpetrators are getting younger and younger and younger. So Switzerland is now launching an investigation into this, and they say that they cannot have education where terrorists like Dalal Mughrabi, who in 1978 helped massacre 38 people, including children, hailed as heroes. This does nothing for peace. It does nothing for preserving the future of Palestinian children. And there are many, including myself, who are of the opinion that if you are educating children to hate, you are also propagating child abuse.
100%. And that's where we leave it today. Rolene Marks.